All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to your higher hiring power while Josh waves in the background. So Josh Darnes and I am your other co-host, Mark Komar. Today, we're going to talk about how to navigate uncertain employment times. As we air this particular episode, there's a lot going on, as it has been since we started our podcast, right, Josh?
Economically, yeah.
You're right. Economically, politically, this is an election year. The next 3 months or so, we'll be electing a new president here in the United States. So there's a lot of things that are happening. But one thing that's happening is, again, still the uncertainty of employment for individuals in the IT sector and IT space. Whether you're with large mainstay companies or whether you're with new tech startups, there's always this unease, if you will, of is my position, you know, solid? Am I guaranteed? Am I locked in? You might be seeing layoffs happening or cuts happening within your department or around your department. So you start to wonder, you know, am I next on the chopping block? That type of thing. So what we want to talk about is how do you navigate this? Now, we've had a lot of conversations on our past episodes about approaching, you know, resume deployment, how to interview, you know, talking about your networking and all that. But we want to take a different approach on this particular topic. We want to talk about the mental and approach to the unease, the stress levels that can happen because of the not knowing, right? Which also, if you don't manage this, or not even manage it, but don't work on these things, it will affect your day-to-day activities that will, you know, again, impede or put up a red flag that maybe you should be next, right? If you don't manage it properly or watch it properly. So what we want to talk about today is how do you navigate these uncertain times? And one is, number one, I would say the first step is awareness that they are uncertain times, right? That these are uncertain times and that, you know, your job might be in question. That needs to be the reality that you do understand and you do accept. Now, once you accept it and, you know, don't play in the nebulous or the vague area of, well, I'll be okay, maybe. Now, once you realize that's a reality, then you can start to, plan accordingly, if you will, right? So the first thing after you do that, I should say the second step is to now emotionally situate yourself to where you understand that what you can do is what you can do. What's out of your control is out of your control. So what do you take care of? You take care of your day-to-day activity as best you can, not looking to overextend yourself, because sometimes that's what people do too. They start to overextend themselves, and then what happens is a burnout. Right. Talking to some of my employees now, they're like, well, I'm putting in extra hours. I don't need to be, you know, clocked forward. I just want to make sure they understand that I'm here to help the team and the organization grow. And I've had conversation with them, letting them know, dial it back just a little bit, because, again, you're getting paid for a certain time. Do the work within that time as efficiently, as effectively as you can. And as you have to break and as you have to stop, at that point, stop. So you can go on and regroup and rebalance and decompress yourself so you can come back stronger the next time. Too often, I think, because we see what's on the horizon, we feel like if we do more, then, you know, C-suite, upline, bosses, managers will see it and they'll reward in kind. And that's not really how it works, guys. I hate to put it to you like that. How it really works is do the work, do it efficiently, do it well. When you get a chance to take your time off and step aside, do that so you can regroup. All right. So that's my two pointers. What do you have to say, Jay?
Yeah. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about the what ifs and when it happens. You know, I think that it's good for us to talk about leading up to. So you're right. Times are extremely uncertain right now. I mean, I've gotten calls from people that had thought they had job security, been with companies 4 or 5 years, and then they get a call that morning that they're being laid off. And it could be on the middle of the week.
Right.
So I kind of want to bring up the fact of, you know, preemptive getting yourself ready for a situation. Right now, I'll be honest, my opinion, and it's strictly my opinion, I don't think anybody's job secure. Not even the CEO of the company's job is secure based on, you just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The economy plays a big part of this. Employees play a big part of this. There's so many factors that go into a lot of this stuff that we don't really pay attention to, but you need to. So my suggestion with, you know, navigating in uncertain times, and me, I've gotten, you know, laid off. I got the phone call. I had to go find a new career. And, you know, what's funny is we've released on how to do that. I was able to secure a career within 3 weeks. And it's incredible what I was able to accomplish because I was prepared. So when we talk about like preemptive, my suggestion would be if your company is in any kind of turmoil, you feel anybody's gotten laid off, they're talking about, oh, we're hanging on or anything. You need to make sure you've got a positive network. Start getting on LinkedIn, start connecting with people, start talking to friends, start talking to other business leaders, start talking to everyone. You go to the restaurant, you bump into somebody, ask them what they do. Like, start creating a network of professionals that could potentially help you in a time of need. And what I'm really meaning by this is you don't know what people do for a living. You don't know if their jobs are hiring, but the easiest way to get into new employment is through somebody you already know who's already there. So if there's an IT director or anybody, a developer, somebody, an HR manager, it doesn't matter, that works at a company A, and they refer you, you've got a much better shot than just filling out an application online.
Right.
Let's just be real, is right now filling out an application online and hoping you get a phone call isn't the way to do it. I've proved it. So my suggestion with being more, you know, making sure you're navigating through this correctly is creating those relationships, creating your network, trying to figure out where you're going to be, stash a little bit of money away, because the minute you get that call, unless you have hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting in your bank account and you know you're good for the next 6, 7, 8 months and you have no worries, a lot of people aren't there. But for us normal people who are like, oh my gosh, I might have a month or two of savings, but I got a family and I've got bills and I've got to get moving. And you need to prepare. You know, you need to be prepared, be more, you know, proactive than reactive. And it's okay if you get the call tomorrow, we're here to help you. You can go to our website and schedule some time with Mark and I, and we can help you to navigate through this. We've also put together a PDF that tells you how, step by step, how to go about getting yourself a new job if it happens very, 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 very quickly. And again, we're always here for you guys to schedule time with. We can go over it with, we can talk to you, we can go resume building, we can do what you need to do so you can get there. But I think that a lot of you need to take more of a proactive approach by making sure you're set up. You've got the network, you've got money in the bank, you've got a plan in place, is if I get laid off tomorrow, which it can happen to anyone, that you got a plan in place. You're ready to go. You're ready. Yeah. What do you think, Mark? Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah, the plan in place. You're absolutely correct with that. And if you don't have a plan in place, like you said, you already heard Josh say, reach out to us. So what does that look like? So we are, our parent company is Kane Ross, which is a staffing firm. If you are out here by yourself, as far as, you know, you feel like, well, my network is solid, but I don't necessarily have anybody working for me, you know, and trying to, you know, find, you know, potential new open spots, that's where you reach out to companies like us, right? That's where you reach out to Josh and I and sit down with us and talk with us so we can go out. We have a network that's large, that's massive. We have employees, you know, in corporations right now working. We have connections to vendors and to, you know, different companies. If you don't know who to talk to, you reach out to us, right? But you got to start somewhere. So I think that helps, as Josh was saying, you know, prepare yourself. Once you've already done the first step, you've come to Jesus with the fact that, you know, you might be on a chopping block, you might not. Then you've dealt with your emotions, right? You've put yourself in check. You're not trying to overdo anything. You only control what you can control, right? Then after that, you're taking the proper action steps of preparation, not in the form of fear. He's not talking from that standpoint. It's only smart, right? It's the art of war. It's strategy. It's game theory, right? It's all these things that make sense if you're going to continue up the not so much corporate ladder, but just in your career path of being able to sustain a level of income, a level of career growth. You have to plan and look, you know, a few steps ahead. The problem, I think a lot of people, like Josh is saying, you know, you just look for now and you do not, you know, think about down the road. I love the example you gave, Josh. If you're at the restaurant, you talk to everybody, right? Because like you said, you never know who knows who. And that's why that networking is so important. But if you go in with the, well, I'm okay, I'm set. I'm, like Josh said, I've been with the company. I have tenure, if you will, which, what does that mean nowadays? Nothing really. But, you know, if you're thinking that because you've been there for the past 36 months, everything is going smooth, you know, the last meeting you guys had on the budget, you know, cut or budget breaks, you feel like, okay, well, they weren't talking about my department, I'm okay. That's not true. You have to be focused and see the bigger picture and not just get caught with, you know, the dangling carrot in front of you of, oh, it seems to be okay because they're not talking about me directly. So if you are thinking big picture, You're working one, two steps ahead. You've got your emotions in check. You're looking at the reality of things. Your network is decently strong. If you don't know where to go, you can come to us. We are here to help. Again, because, you know, no man is an island amongst himself. No woman, no man, not to be sexist, right? So no person is an island amongst himself. We, Josh, you know, like you said, what we put together in the PDF showed the fact that the reason why he was able to get a job in less than 2 weeks, technically, but because he already had it placed, and then he finally got on, you know, a week after that, so 3 weeks later, it was because he wasn't isolated by himself. He had a strong network that he used and that he actually talked to and that he actually reached out to say, hey, I'm in this position. Where are you now? Can you help me or can I help you? And then he was able to move forward, right, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. It's mind blowing. And it's funny. So just to give you guys a high level, when companies look at budget cuts, they don't look at you as an individual. They look at, okay, here's where all our money's going. What can we afford to cut? So I don't care if you've been somewhere for 25 years, if your division isn't increasing revenue or decreasing revenue and they can afford to cut you without hurting the business, you're gone. And I've seen it happen more times than not. Oh my gosh, I've been with my company 20 years and they're getting rid of my entire department. Well, yeah, that's because there was no real revenue base and they can't justify paying it anymore. So I'm sorry, but all of you in this fall in some sort of category that can be cut. And stop being naive to think that I'm best friends with the CEO. We play golf every weekend. Yeah, but that's your friends. This is a business decision. When it comes to business, it's completely different. So don't find yourself in that situation where, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got laid off today and now I don't have any savings. I got to take care of a family and I don't have a network. You know, but he's right. You know, Kane Ross isn't just a staffing agency. It's not just a consulting firm. We've been doing this. I mean, I myself have got 12 years in the industry. However, it's all split up into different facets of all different types of staffing. You know, Mark's got a different view on, he's been at the higher level opening and running businesses and understanding corporations. So when we come together, we really do bring you a really big portfolio of how to do this correctly. You know, so we don't just offer consultative work or we can help rebuild your resume. We literally can help you find your next dream job, teach you to interview better, write a better resume, present yourself better, put you in your lane, figure out where we need to be. We can help you get there. And trust me, everybody needs help. I've been bodybuilding for 22 years and I still ask for help once in a while, you know, because we all need a little bit of push or a little bit of guidance. And I always use the analogy, we're standing too close to the tree to see the forest. And that's how pretty much all of us live our lives, is we're so tunnel visioned into one thing that we can't see around us. Right. And that can hurt you in the end. So you guys, we got to do better and we're here for you.
Jay, I want to piggyback on what you said. I think a key point, which we brought up in other episodes where we talk about, it's not personal, right? I love what you said about when a company's cutting budget cuts from a higher level, it has nothing to do with you as an individual. It has nothing to do, like you said, with you being there for, you know, umpteenth years. And I want to just elaborate further on what you said there, because that's very crucial, guys. If you understand, when it comes down to, especially in the past, I want to say 16 months specifically, companies are making a big shift because they have to. They realize they've been over leveraged. They've been spending a lot of money, wasting a lot of dollars. After COVID, a lot of things changed because of the fact that, you know, employees were working remote, right? Because we had to work remote. But then a lot of employees didn't want to come back, right? Because now, you know, they've been doing their job well from what they feel through Zoom calls, you know, being based in Portugal, while, you know, the home offices in Seattle, you know, have been, you know, closed down. So they feel like, I don't want to come back in. Where now companies who have, you know, these large companies who are over leveraged too, because they've been, you know, they bought up too many properties, right? You know, and then employees are not coming back in. But it's still not the customers and consumers aren't buying like they used to. So like Josh is saying, there's bigger picture things as to why these cuts are happening. But if you are not forecasting properly and seeing the bigger picture, because you want to be, and this is why I say you want to be naive to a certain degree, because or you want to pull the wool over your own eyes because you don't want to see it for what it really is, right? You want to say, well, I'm with a large company like Oracle, right? For example, I'm with a large company, you know, like I'm with a large company that's been around for a while, they'll be okay. Well, because they've been around for a while, things are changing. You have these smaller startups that are coming in, you know, with less overhead, more funding, right? Even if it is, you know, paper funding, it's still funding to the, you know, the economy, right? And to these businesses. So they're able to move quicker, faster, seamless, which is hurting your organization, which your organization is like, look, we're bleeding. We have to stop the bleeding. So again, what I want you guys to understand, and I'm not speaking directly because every company is a little bit different. However, in the economy, it all kind of boils out to be the same thing. Layoffs are happening, right? Jobs are being lost, like Josh is saying. That's why it's an uncertain time. And unless you are the owner, or you, like Josh said, or you are in a position, even if you are the owner, like Josh said, being the CEO, and you know, if you don't have, you know, liquidity, or you don't have, you know, a couple a couple hundred thousand dollars put aside in different accounts, right, you're going to be in trouble. So see this, understand this. It's not a fear-based situation. It's just a logical reaction to being prepared. Like Josh said, if we're prepared, then we can make the right decisions and make the right moves, and we don't have to be caught off guard, all right? So that's why we want to bring this conversation to you guys, because at this particular juncture, when we're shooting this particular episode, like I said, 3 or 4 months away from election, and as we know, as we've seen since the top of this year, we've had roughly over, 50,000 plus layoffs between in the tech industry alone, and that's just in the tech industry alone, right? Yeah. Since the beginning of the year. That's major. That's a lot of jobs lost. Now, that also means that there's opportunity for new positions, right? And we'll talk about that in another episode later on. But look at the writing on the wall. Don't get caught with your pants down, all right? Or your skirt down, okay? If you're listening to this and you're here with us on this, and we appreciate you guys, continue liking, continue subscribing, continue, you know, engaging with us. We just want to make sure you're aware so you can start putting in a proper game plan and strategy for you to be successful, but just be aware. Okay. And you can navigate these waters. Anything else you want to wrap up with, Jay, before we close out with these beautiful people?
Yeah. Last thing I want to say, and I hate to use this word, but at this day and age, you need to learn to be selfish. Like, you've got to be happy. It's not, you know, back in the day, I know how we were all raised, especially my generation. You're respectful. Oh, I don't want to talk. You know, I've known my boss for 20 years. They're a great person. At the end of the day, you've got to take care of yourself. And I myself have struggled with this. I just had to quit a job that I've only had for the last month because something came in from when I was, you know, going through all my interviews, and it was just an absolute dream position, which I am extremely happy about right now. And I had to have that hard conversation, but you guys have got to realize you have to be selfish of your time and what you're doing. We only have one life to live, you know, it's a new day and it comes so fast, and you need to truly be happy. So you need to be more selfish in your decisions. You need to be making sure you're okay, period. You're the first. If you're not okay, nobody else can be. If you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to take care of somebody else? So you need to make sure that first and foremost, you're good, you're happy, you're taken care of, you're in a position you want to be. And that's all there is to it. So I was told the same thing. You need to start being more selfish, Josh. And it's not necessarily just being selfish. It's making sure I'm taken care of first. So I think that's very important for you guys to, you know, understand.
Yeah, I think, and let me just say, he's absolutely correct. It's a fine line. Because Josh and I, we talked about it, because I told you, you know, this is your time, so be selfish. And so we agree with that 100%. But what you guys have to, because they say even on the plane, right, before you take off, put your mask on first, right? So it's a fine line. See, Josh, at this, when he lost his position, he could be a little more selfish from the standpoint of when we were talking about that, we were saying, be more aggressive to go for what positions you want, not just what you feel the market will accept, right? And because a lot of times what happens is when we get that shell shock of losing the job, it's like, whatever comes, I just want to take it. And then you're right back into that same rat race, or, you know, unhappy feeling, and then it becomes again another problem. And so Josh is absolutely correct. Be selfish, but you also, again, if you're planning up properly and accordingly, being selfish should allow for you to be able to give more, not only to yourself, obviously, but to the, you know, your career, to your family, because you're positioning yourself where you're going to be in a good mental and emotional state on a consistent basis. But you have to plan accordingly. You can't do like a kid and just be, you know, knee-jerk reaction. Well, it's my time now. You know, I'm gonna be selfish and go get it. You know, it still is a certain way in which you have to deliver that. That ability to say, at this particular point in my life, a moment in my life, I need to navigate and go away where I know I can give the most of myself. So I have to be a little selfish. I have to say no to this this job over here that might pay me 92, you know, K a year, 93K a year, but it's not in what I want to do. But this one might pay me 85, but it's more in what I want to do. And I'll give more energy to that and more life to that. And I'll come home happier. That's what we're talking about when we say be selfish, right? We're not saying necessarily be selfish. Like if you lose your job, you know, well, you know, you're negotiating. It's like, well, I'm worth 110, you know, well, yeah. But, you know, if you, it's not like you go in there and say, well, I'm worth 110 and you only paying 95, you know, I want that 110. You know, we're not saying it like that. If that makes sense. Am I making sense how I'm trying to say that, Josh? You know, because some people.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. I think it makes sense. It's just making sure you're taking care of yourself. It's simple,
right?
You know, at the end of the day, and just with what Mark said, I went through it. I took a job that was actually $10,000 less of an offer than another one that came in on the same day, because I knew this job would put a smile on my face. It was everything I wanted. And I knew the potential, because of what it was so much bigger in the long run than the other opportunity. I was selfish. I had to tell everybody else to take a hike, and I took exactly what I want. And this last week, I was given an account I used to work on. It's the company's number one account, the biggest account. And I start running it this week, and I couldn't be happier. So I was selfish. The old Josh wouldn't have quit my last job. I would have just sucked it up. But no, I took care of myself. I did what I needed to do. And now I'm as happy as can be. So,
and see that right there, you see that smile on his face, ladies and gentlemen, that he just had when he said that, that right there is exactly what we're talking about. That's the fine line. He did it exactly right. He took 10K less because he knew overall he'll make that 10 or 20K back if he's happy. He's coming home ecstatic. He's not overstressed. He's not overworked. His love life, his relationships, his kids, everything, you know, he'll get that 10K back bigger than just the financial, you know, acumen or receiving of the financial, right? And that's what I think we have to understand, people. You can't keep basing this off of the fact that, well, I'm getting ready to get laid off. Because let me bring this up to you. Because this is what people are basing off of, Josh. Because they haven't done the prerequisite work of saving money properly, they've over-leveraged themselves, and now it might be that they might have the chopping block. Now it's a situation where this next opportunity, I got to go for the money, because for one, I'm already, you know, in a situation where I don't have enough money saved, right? I got all these bills. So they look at the dollars. You know, you're following me so far? They look at the dollars. And then they say, that's where I want to get. I want to get into that position. It's going to pay me more. But if you don't watch it, Josh just told you, and this is fact. He's not lying, because I know. I've walked with him on his journey for the past 2 months. I know exactly where he's at. He's right. He took less income. But the energy that he now gives to, even when we're doing our podcast, you know, even when we're, you know, talking just in general, he's a lot more at ease because he chose something. He was selfish where he chose something that could give more to him. As far as spiritual, as far as, you know, his path, and as far as we can give his full energy to, not so much based off of the dollar amount, which that can come and go just as quickly as it came, or that can go just as quickly as it came. Okay. So people don't, but like I was trying to say from the beginning with this whole part about being selfish, it's a fine line. You cannot knee jerk reaction saying, I just want to go for mine. If you haven't done the proper work leading up to it, meaning you're building proper networks, you've been consistent with your delivery, you know what's going to work best for you because you know what you need in order to have a quality life outside of work, right? And if you have done that work, then to be selfish going into knowing the next career path you're going to choose, now you're ready to be selfish because you understand how you're going to be able to give more once you get what you need to be able to take care of your basic needs. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So absolutely.
I appreciate that example, Jay, because you definitely have lived that and you definitely have done that. And I'm proud of you, brother. If I haven't said it to you now. So continue being that example. So ladies and gentlemen, we just want to say you can navigate these uncertain times, employment times, if you do the proper work. First, coming to Jesus with yourself and understanding what the times are. Second, making sure your emotions are intact and you work on your emotional delivery and receivability of anything that's going on. Take care of what you can't control, things you can't let that shit go. Okay. And then third, like Josh said, have a plan, have an actual plan and get a plan in place ahead of time. So you don't have to have a knee jerk reaction to what's going on. And then, you know, third, make sure, or fourth, make sure you are selfish in the right way.
Yeah.
Not knee-jerk selfishness, but, you know, you've done all the prerequisite work, then you should be selfish. Put your mask on first. They say on a plane for a reason. They say even before you put in your child, put your mask on first. So therefore, you can take care of your child the right way. Okay, and your family and everything else. All right, your career and everything else.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to say, Jay?
That's it. Like, subscribe, check out other podcasts, but make sure you go to our website and schedule some time. Let us help you navigate through this.
All right. Y'all take care. See you on the next episode of Higher Power Tech.
Bye, guys.